Gordy and Maz. The Hit
Breakfast Show. It's podcast time.
Podcast.
Podcast
time. In your ass.
Podcast and podcasts.
Hey, Pod Squad. Don't want to get all retro up in here, but today, like, we both had our memories jogged by epic things that have happened in the past. For me, something that's been happening in the news, you would have seen the warship and the twerking and all of the stuff, reminded me of a time when I worked for MTV that I hosted a gig on a Navy ship, like on a proper warship.
Hectic.
Super hectic. Yeah. And for you, Gordy, Big Brother's coming back around and you have a really special connection to the show.
Yeah, look, I'm bizarrely connected to the show Big Brother. My auntie was on the first ever season here in Australia, Gemma, with the lip gloss and the off-the-shoulder top. So it runs in the family. And I was chatting to a mate over the weekend who works in TV and he said, you should have a crack at this brand new Big Brother VIP. I said, mate, I'm no celebrity.
But they're doing so. They've got the housemates are in the house at the moment. Like, that's what we're rolling out next week. But then they're going to do a VIP. We don't really know what it is, but you're like, well, could you get on the show? If you get on the show, it'd be fun.
Well, he mentioned it to me. I love the show. And I thought, let's campaign for it. Let's just do it. Let's just go for it.
We're going to try and get you on Big Brother VIP.
Put it out there.
Why not?
So that coming up in the podcast. More explained on that very soon. I also own the couch from the 2014 season at home. So It's all happening.
You've got Big Brother paraphernalia at your house.
Yep.
Like, what is... That's...
I don't want them to think I'm some sort of crazy Big Brother super fan. I worked on the show.
Maybe we should have not
said that. Yeah.
That, they might be like,
no, not that guy. Enjoy the podcast, guys.
Okay. Trending right now. Hit.com.au.
Now, you've said that this is like the next...
The maths. Next, yes, we've had maths.
It's all
reality,
that's all wrapped
so that's
up,
done.
And then we all kind of like jump on the next.
Yeah.
But you've said that somehow you are throwing your name in there. What?
Look.
Does that mean?
It's the OG of reality TV shows. It's back for another season. A week today, the 26th of April, Big Brother is back on Channel 7.
Yeah. So this is Big Brother 2021.
Right.
Feels different to the Big Brother, like the original Big Brother that I know.
Yeah.
It feels to me, I've seen the little promo with Krugs on the couch talking about the new house and the housemates. And to me, it feels like it's Big Brother, but they're taking a few little ideas from like The Amazing Race.
Yeah, so they did a season of it already. So this is a season two of this version of the show. And there's a lot of challenges involved in the show.
It feels more exciting for the housemates. It's the original Big Brother was let's put a whole bunch of strangers in a house and some cameras everywhere and just watch what happens. And that was fun for like a year or
now
two.
Now they do Friday night, what they used to call Friday night games.
The
they
games.
Do that every day, basically.
Yeah, it looks exhausting.
It does. But here's the thing. So it starts a week today. You can lock that in, 26th of April on Channel 7, and we'll do a bunch of chats in the lead up to the show. Well, it's the OG reality TV show, and it's my favourite. And I was chatting to someone over the weekend who works in the TV sort of industry, and they were telling me about the Big Brother VIP, which is coming up very soon, which a lot of people are calling Celebrity Big Brother.
Okay, so the housemates for Big Brother are already, it's already
chosen,
happened.
They're done.
It's done.
It's in the can.
They've filmed it all.
They have.
Okay, so that's done. But there's a VIP version.
Yeah, so this is going to be sort of people that are, I get, would you say well known? I don't know why they haven't gone with Big Brother, like Celebrity Big Brother. They're calling it Big Brother VIP. Anyway.
I think celebrity boxes you into a certain... There's an expectation on what the word celebrity means.
You have to be a celebrity.
And VIP, I think, could include people that don't traditionally appear as celebrities.
Well, here's the thing. My mate says to me, he said, why don't you throw your hat in the ring for Big Brother VIP?
Now, do you throw your hat in the ring or your name in the hat?
Throw your name in the hat and hopefully you get picked to get into the house.
You
but
put
I'll throw
your name
my hat in the ring.
In the hat and then the hat in the ring.
And that goes in the ring. Then
so
hopefully
because if
picked.
You just threw your hat in, no one would know that it's your hat, and then that's very
exactly.
confusing. So you have to have your name in
I'll
the hat.
I'll put my name on the hat, Gordy. It's on there. And he says to me, he goes, mate, you should go in. You should have a crack. I said, I'm no celebrity, mate.
Do you want to?
Well, here's the thing. I mean, we have this radio show, 500,000 listeners. There's that. I've got that. We've got that behind us, so that works out
but
for
do
us.
You
that checks
want
out.
To?
I love Big Brother.
You do?
I genuinely love Big Brother. My auntie was on the very first ever Big Brother, Gemma Gaunt. If you're a fan of the show, she had the lip gloss off the shoulder tops. So she was, it sort of runs in the family. She was on the very first one.
The thing I really love about this, Gaundy, is you genuinely have, like, there's a few connections that you have to Big Brother. So your auntie was on the first season, but you also have one of the original couches from the Big Brother house.
I do. So
you worked on the show at one point. Weren't you one of the ninjas?
Yeah, so I was one of the ninjas, and this is going back to 2014. So this is 6-7 years ago now. And so I bought the couch from the previous season. So if you ever come to my couch, I've got this big 16-seater couch.
Big old Big Brother couch.
It's the one from Tim Dormer's season when he won. And the couch that they sit on in the lounge room when they get evicted is my couch at home.
Yeah.
That's what Jamie and I sit on to watch TV, the actual couch.
Your auntie's been in the house. You have an item from one of the seasons.
Yep.
And you've worked behind the scenes.
Yeah, well, I know the show well. I'm pretty affiliated.
It's the perfect opportunity for you.
What do you think? What do you guys think?
I don't know how these things work, but like, how do you get your name in the hat and your hat in the ring? Like, what do you do?
I'm thinking maybe we just put it out there on the show and do I just campaign to see if I can be selected for Big Brother VIP and represent New South Wales and Australia. Vibes on it.
Watching you in the Big Brother house. I don't really tap into that much TV, but I would.
You'd watch?
I would watch.
Producer Matt, what do you think? Should I have a crack?
Yeah, I think they would be looking for these VIPs, somebody who's really dirty at home, who's a germaphobe.
You know what I worry about? Because I watched the last season on Channel 7, and the guy that got evicted first was the loudest snorer in the room. Because all the other people hated the snorer in the room, and that's me.
That's you.
So I could go, if I got in, I could go in the first day.
Your snoring.
I have heard you from another room with a door shut in a house.
It's loud, Maz. I do snore loud.
So here's the thing.
I have to take a mouth guard, like a snoring mouth guard in there.
Producers of Big Brother VIP, if you're listening, you've got a contestant here because you've got somebody with the most annoying nighttime habit ever that's uncontrollable. You want to lock that person in a room full of strangers and see what happens? I'm in. I'm watching.
What do we think, though? Like, if I campaign and then don't get in, does that just look sad or what? Like, if I'm like, guys, put me in, and then they go with someone else, then I'm... What happens then?
You can spin anything into a positive. Just look at radio ratings, okay? Anything negative can be turned into a positive.
We kill it always.
To turn it into a positive. And also, it's too late. You've already just nominated yourself by bringing this up on air.
You only live once. I'm going to have a solid crack.
Yeah.
And if it doesn't work out for VIP, you can go on Big Brother VP, very person, because you're not important.
Very person. Oh, Matt. That was cute.
Leave the jokes to us 6 to 9, please, Matt. Just produce the show, thanks. Big Brother VIP. Are we going for it? We campaigning? We all in?
Yes, let's get Gaundy on the couch.
Oh.
I'm laughing.
Oh, my God. Maths, man. Well, Maths. What are you laughing at?
I'm laughing because, like, a few months ago when Married at First Sight started, I really did... I was super judgmental and I was like, guys, I don't really want to talk to anyone who's been on the show. I'm really disinterested in it. From like somebody who's studying psychology, I was like, I just don't get it. But now that we're at the tail end of it and it has wrapped up, I'm super invested in some of these storylines of love and betrayal and gaslighting. I've learned so much. I've actually learned things about what not to do in relationships according to Married at First Sight.
And this is how they rope you in, Maz. This is how they get you.
It's really clever. It's a well-oiled machine. These are people's lives and hearts that we are talking about, but they've put themselves on the platform. So I feel like they knew what they were getting into.
Well, the big finale was last night, and one of those people you speak of, Maz, is Jake from Maths, who joins us now. Hey, buddy.
Hey, dude.
Good morning, guys. How are we?
Oh, I'm okay. How are you going?
Sounds like you're recovering more than me at the moment.
Big time, man.
I think I need counselling after this season of Married at First Sight, dude.
You're not the only one, trust me.
I bet, mate. I bet you're lining up at the door. Knocking on the door, let me in.
So
my psychologist is loving me at the moment.
I bet.
Oh,
so you are seeing someone?
Yes, absolutely. I have been to the whole entire time.
And is it because of like what happens outside of the show or what happened inside of the show? Because you have to deal with both, right?
Yeah, and I just heard that last little bit there talking about, we obviously know we're going on a show like this. It's very public. But it is relentless. It's over and over. It's every day. And I've certainly copped a lot of it.
Yeah, and you don't know when you're filming the show how it's going to be portrayed after the fact. So watching it back, it's almost, is it a surprise to you how certain things have been conveyed on the show?
To be honest with you, mate, I haven't watched an episode in 4 weeks.
So
I'm not fully across the entire editing stuff, but I don't buy into the whole blaming production for editing stuff either. I just feel that you come across a certain way and act a certain way on the show, they can't edit someone who's just respectful and nice.
Sure, I get that.
And this is the thing with you, man, because I did watch, I always like to watch the first episode of the show just to see who they've got and the vows and all that kind of stuff. And I got a real sense from you that you're a genuine guy.
Well, yeah, I feel I am. People that are very close to me and my life and my circle obviously appreciate that part of me. And I think naively, I probably went on the show thinking that the storylines, as you mentioned at the beginning, surely they're going to want to change it 1 year where they're going to get more love stories as part of it. I felt like Australia was ready. Yeah, I felt Australia was ready for a few more Cam and Jules, you know, and I thought I could have been one of them given my past and my history with my work and everything I do.
Yeah, because you run you work in the mental health space, right?
That's right, yeah. So I guess it kind of prepared me a little bit for what was coming, but to be honest, it's been an extremely difficult emotional roller coaster, which I know everyone who's been on the show is experiencing at some point.
Maz, you might remember we had Jake on early days of the show, and it was Jake's the one that my wife
thought was a babe.
Loves Jake and still does to this day. Jake, we have to ask you about the show, obviously. It was on air last night, so fans of the show want to hear about it. And big talking point the last couple of days has been Beck lying about this kiss. So this is Beck talking about the kiss when she went back to Perth and saying it was her brother.
Rebecca, what we're wanting some clarification on was that. Who was that?
That was my brother.
Wait, that's her brother?
I don't kiss my brother like that.
It wasn't like sexual.
Was that your brother?
Yeah, I was at home.
Do you kiss your brother like
it's
that?
It's like you kiss your friends. Like, you're telling me you kiss Booker like a friend.
I mean, we're all laughing at that in here, Jake.
What was that like for you?
Oh, look, I think everyone could see through what she was trying to portray then. And she eventually come clean, didn't she? So,
yeah.
Well, we've got that here as well. Yeah. So let's quickly play that.
I reached out to an old Vern who actually took Oscar to the clinic. When I seen him, emotion kind of sparked with us, and we did. We shared a kiss.
With vows after it.
Correct, and I did. I went straight ahead into vows with you, and I should have been open and honest about it then.
Yeah, you should have. It would have saved all of this.
The lies.
It's full on, man.
Yeah.
I think the frustrating thing about that is that she said yes at the final vows.
Yeah.
Yeah, what's that about?
And I just wish she just had said no and saved a lot of this stuff that's come with that period of this whole journey. Like, it's just been extremely frustrating.
Have you been in touch with Beck since the final episode? Are you guys, I can't imagine that you want to be friends with that person.
No, I haven't. And look, I wish her the best. I hope she finds whatever she's after. But yeah, she's reached out a couple of times via text, but I just haven't responded to her. I haven't spoken to her at any point.
Yeah, and you would know from your work in the mental health space that boundaries are really healthy and you're allowed to put down that boundary and not respond if it's not going to work for you, if it's not going to serve you.
Yeah, that's right. Absolutely. And look, it's been very well documented that in the past my relationships have had infidelity on my behalf. And I think that if I accept that behaviour, I'll accept my behaviour previously, which I'm just want to move on with my life and be happy.
So you think you're a changed man in that field because you have owned up to your mistakes? Do you feel like that's a Jake of the past?
Yeah, I do. I honestly really, really feel that. I had to do a lot of work on myself. I lost everything and I had to start from the ground up again and build who I was. And, yeah, I think now I'm in a really good place. I know that I can't be that person in a relationship anymore, and I'm very grateful that I have met someone. So I am in a relationship right now.
Great.
Who's that with?
I'm not your sister. Happy.
Who's yeah, not your sister?
bang.
Who's it with, Jake? Who are you seeing now these days?
Her name's Sophie Gwydolin. Yeah, she's someone I met, and yeah, we're going really, really well.
Great.
Beautiful, man.
Happy days, mate. Good luck with it all.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Jeez,
that
cool.
was a really nice end to a maths chat.
Wasn't
that was just
it?
A really wish you all the best. And yeah, hope you go well. I'm sure you'll be happy to see the back of it now.
Oh,
I mean,
yeah.
It's done last night, aired, and hopefully you just sort of get back to some sort of normality.
Yeah, and that's the plan right now. It's just to focus on myself. It's been, the last 4 weeks especially, has been extremely difficult. I haven't wanted to leave the home, to be honest. I've just wanted to kind of get through this period and come today. I'm excited just to be normal in my relationship and be public and be happy and move forward and just, yeah, and just enjoy it.
Well, Jake, just before we let you go, Beck did say to us that she advised people not to go on the show. What would be your advice to anyone thinking about going on Maths?
To be honest, it's individual preference. I mean, would I do it again? No, I wouldn't. Do I regret the experience? No, like I don't want to say I do because I learned a lot. I've met some great people, some great mates from it. My advice would be just be willing to accept what comes with the community of Maths, and that is scrutiny. Your life gets absolutely highlighted and it's really intense for a long period of time. And if you do have things that have happened to you in the past, it's going to be discussed. People are going to have their opinions and be willing to wear all of that. So if you can do that, then yeah, go for it. But I'd probably say, probably don't do it.
Advise against. All right. So you reckon the show should come back 2022?
I think they're already
casting.
It will 100% be back.
I think they have. Yeah, and look, my experience through production was great. I mean, they're really good people. I don't have any issues at all with any of that stuff. So I met, again, behind the scenes, you become really good friends with people behind the scenes, like videographers, audio.
Yeah.
And even my producer, I still talk to her today. This is a check-in, see how you're going. So I met some really great people.
Nice, man.
Awesome, mate.
Thanks for joining us on the show, Jake from Maths. We appreciate it.
Thanks, guys.
See you, man. There's a lot of nervous energy in the room right now. We're all feeling it. This is a big, big radio moment. My wife, Jamie, randomly said to me on the couch, it was so bizarre, it was out of nowhere. She said, you know what I'm really good at? Not just I'm good at it. I'm really good at doing the Have You Had Your Inner Health Plus Today ad. Listen.
Have you had your Inner Health Plus Today?
That's the bit.
That's the ad.
She can nail.
She reckons that she's epic at it.
Yes.
Well, she is actually. No, we know that she is because she did it and we had a judging panel and that everyone was like, yeah, she's awesome.
We put it to the people. 27.5 out of 30 is what she scored. And then after that, Widow, who works in the building here, says, oh, step aside, Jamie, I'm the best at it.
I'm really nervous now, guys. I came in here thinking I was going to crush it. And then I've heard the scores that Jamie got previously.
Yep.
And then... I don't know. I think I might have rushed my delivery when I did it before. I'm really. I don't know.
Do you want to have it? Do you want to do over? Do you want to have
no,
a second?
No. I'll leave it where it is. I've done it.
Maz, if you're good at something, you can nail it first go. There's no do overs here.
Yeah.
Sure.
I've got them both back to back. This is Jamie's and Widow's. We're putting them head to head to the people.
Have you had your Inner Health Plus today? Have you had your Inner Health Plus today?
Whoa, they're both very good.
Yeah.
No respect lost there, man. Very good.
Thank
so
you.
Far.
Thank you. I appreciate it, but.
I mean,
I want to walk away with a win today.
So the people.
Where do you go in life from this moment?
The people decide.
This is the upper echelon of this. No beating this. This is
it, man.
Yeah.
So tell me, Maz, because we didn't really discuss this off air because we're having fun chats. Are we asking the people if they think Widow's is better than Jamie's, or are we just getting a score out of 30 and the score will beat? I think that's what we need to do.
Get a score for Widow's.
That's right. A score for Widow's to see if it beats Jamie's.
Out of 10. Stuart, you're up.
Stuart.
Hey, Stewie.
No pressure here, man.
Come on, Stuart.
Stuart.
No pressure at all.
Hey, mate. Out of 10, what would you rate Widow's Have You Had Your Inner Health Plus Today?
10.
10.
10 out of yes. 10.
You're going straight up with a 10.
It's really good.
Yeah. Wow.
Oh, that feels good. Thank you, Stuart. Thank you.
And can I ask this? Much better than Jamie's? A lot better than Jamie's?
Much better.
Much Whoa. Better. Wow. Okay. You got a bit of a fan there, Widow. There.
Thank you, mate. Ah, thank you.
Judging panel. Ooh.
Jamie might want a rematch after this. When I get home. Phil from Wagga. Hello, mate. Welcome to the judging panel. Out of 10, what are we rating Widows? Have you had your inner health plus today?
I'll give him a straight 8.5.
An 8.5. Is that right?
Yep.
Oh. Solid. Solid.
Okay, that's
all
right.
To be fair, that's the lowest score that we've had.
It is. We've had a 10, though, so it kind of evens itself out.
But that is, of all the scores that we've had between yourself and Jamie, that's the worst score.
Thanks for pointing that out, Matt.
That's okay. I'm just letting you know. You've had the best score and the worst score.
Add them both together, though, and Jamie was also an 18.5 going to the third judge. So this is huge here. Our final judge. I'm going to give you... Here they are again, back to back. This is Jamie, then Widow.
Have you had your inner health plus today? Have you had your inner health plus today?
God, they're good.
Oh,
they are okay. So good, guys.
So what do I need, like a 9 to win?
Yeah.
Yeah, so we need a 9 to win, is that right? 18.5 is the current score. You need to beat 27.5 to beat Jamie.
Our
final judge is a returning judge, Mass.
What do you mean?
Kelly judged Jamie last time and she's back. Hi, Kel.
Hi, guys. How are you?
Kelly, this is big pressure. This is a high-stakes moment for you, Kelly.
Oh, look, they were both very good. I had the first time I heard them, I was like, oh, is that Jamie doing both? Like, that's how good they were.
Ooh, wow. Okay.
We're up there, aren't we?
I thought, oh, they've tried to trick me, but I think Jamie's was just that little bit more high-pitched.
No!
I'm going to give him... A 7.5.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow.
What an upset.
I did not see this coming.
I'm saying robbed here, team. Oh, robbed.
Hey, you can't go against the judges.
No,
that's the judges,
the people
man.
Absolutely robbed.
Wow. Jamie's going to be happy with this, I tell you that much.
Widow.
Kelly.
I'll make my payment in chocolate.
No. Oh, sure, Kelly. No worries.
Also, there's bribery going on here. Is that what this is about?
Kelly, no bribery, please. I can't have that when I get home. I need to know. Jamie needs to know she's a clear winner.
She was a clear winner. She had that high pitch. If you listen to the actual, the
original
ad,
one.
Yeah, it's got that high pitch where I think Willow maybe had a little bit of a...
Willow.
Widow.
That's all right.
Doesn't matter.
I'll accept all forms of widow.
Have had a massive weekend. Give me a break.
That's amazing, Kelly.
So what did Widow finish on? So Jamie had a 20... What did we work out to be? Producer Matt, what was it?
27.
If Kelly said 7.1, it's 26.5.
Oh, Widow 20.
Look, I'll be gracious in defeat and I'll say, Jamie, congratulations. You are the Inner Health Plus champion.
But whilst you're here, can you just do it again live? Because it's so fun.
Okay, thank you.
Come on,
one
more.
If anyone wants to challenge the reigning champ, by the way.
Are we going to do this every Monday?
Who knows? Just get in touch with me. Take us out to the break, Widow.
Have you had your Inner Health Plus today?
Yeah, it's about a 26.
Oh!
You've got mail. You can hit us up anytime you like.
Oh, guys, look. You can text us 04800 18900. Hit us up on the socials. We hit NSW Breakfast on Instagram and Facebook. Get in touch any way you like.
Now, big news last week was the twerking video from the Navy, and I'm sure we're going to hear a little bit more about this week, Maz.
Surely you've seen it. There's this giant Navy warship in the backdrop and this dance troupe wearing hot pants in the front, having a bit of a twerk. And then the ABC got in a bit of trouble for how they cleverly edited that video and put it out onto the national news stream. But, yeah, it was a big controversy last week. And, you know, was it the most appropriate entertainment to have at the unveiling of a warship? I'm not sure about that.
Jeez, it was odd watching the video, wasn't it? This is from it here, which is up on our socials as well, by the way. If you have not seen it yet, it got a stack of comments. Hits NSW Breakfast on Instagram or Facebook. Now, if you want to hit us up anytime, you can, just like Felicity has done through our Facebook page. Morning, Flick.
Hello, guys. How are you?
Really good. So you are an ex-Navy service person, service woman?
Yeah, I am.
Is that the correct term?
Yeah, sailor.
Are you allowed to say what you did and how long for?
Yeah, I was radar, and I did it for about 13 years.
Cool.
13 years. Okay. Yeah. And what is it like for a lady in the Navy, in the workforce like that? That is very heavily male dominated.
Well, back when I joined, it was we were the first lot to go to sea, the first females to go to sea. There was 25 of us.
Wow.
On a warship. So it was difficult. There was an adjustment period. But, you know, that's what you have to do in order to make change.
Good on you. What a trailblazer. So you've seen this video of this dance troupe dancing in front of one of the warships, the new warship in Sydney.
Yeah.
I mean, I'd love to hear your take on this.
So, look, the way I understand it with what's just come out about the ABC, number one, it's in the commissioning of a ship. You don't have dancers there. So, number one, there's two issues. This one, there shouldn't have been dancers. And two, someone thought it was okay in the ABC to splice a video together of some ladies dancing to make it look like they were part of this actual ceremony when they were at the beginning of the ceremony.
Yeah, so that's what's come out recently that you said. Yeah. That. So the ABC cut the video to make it look worse than it was with people that weren't actually there.
So the issue is, these poor girls are being degraded and made to look like fools, which yet again, like, it's a constant battle for women these days when you're trying to get recognition. Now, these girls are, I can't imagine what they're going through. It's not okay.
Why do you think that, I mean, how did this happen in the first place, do you think? Because I agree with you that it doesn't feel like the appropriate entertainment for the commissioning of a warship.
No, absolutely not.
So how did that decision get made? Like, who got that over the line?
Lord knows, and I would suspect that whoever did it probably won't ever do it again. Oh, yeah, it's not okay. It's just not. I don't even have the words. I've spoken to a lot of my friends that are still serving and some that are not, and we're all of the same opinion, male and female. It's not appropriate for a commissioning to have dancers there. It's not a ceremony like that.
Well, I think that's what made it so bizarre. And I guess, yeah. Does it kind of feel like one step forward, two steps back?
100%.
Yeah. The work that you have done.
And the dance was not appropriate.
Felicity, thanks so much for getting in touch with us. Having worked there for so long, it's very interesting to get your take. Very quickly, if you were to book the entertainment, what would you pick? Like, what's your go-to? Obviously not the dancers, but this is your opportunity here. Is it Beyonce? Because we might be able to organise that next time.
No, it's no dancing.
No
it's
dancing
no
at all.
No hot pants and no dancing. No,
but Beyonce's very good and she can sing.
What about Deb Spoons?
Deb Spoons,
you know,
Perry.
What I would do? The Indigenous section of the defence and the military.
Oh, yes.
They should always be a part. And that's the only people that should be dancing.
That's a great suggestion.
Great point, Felicity.
Yeah. I went for the funny angle. You went real, like, for the...
real authentic.
Yeah, you went authentic, which we love. That's a great suggestion. I don't know why they don't do that more. They really should.
Oh, they would have, but a bunch of drunken sailors would have danced a bit better than what they did.
Yes. Hey, you know this big story that, I mean, it's still in the news today, but late last week we saw the dance troupe of girls twerking in front of the warship.
Yeah, I mean, it's that big of a story. We already touched on it in the show this morning before 6:30.
It's still on news.com.au.
Yeah.
They're still
milking it.
But you know what? It kind of triggered this memory of the time that I was actually on a warship for MTV.
The MTV Files.
Let's open up the files, Maz.
The files really are when things happen in my day-to-day life now that trigger these memories from the past life I had as a VJ on MTV.
The fun life.
It was a fun life.
A loose life.
It was pretty outrageous. And one of my jobs, it was to host, so Fall Out Boy. Remember Fall Out Boy?
What do you mean remember? Fall Out Boy is still...
God.
We still play them like they're current day.
I love this band. That was one of the best bits of my job, was actually hanging out with bands who I genuinely liked.
So if I did a quick year of the song of this, 2006-ish, is that about right?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, it feels about right.
So Fall Out Boy were coming to Australia. I don't know why they were performing on a warship. I have no idea what the connection was there. But it was like an Xbox 360 launch event and they were playing at it. So, right. You know those things where like a yeah. big brand that's got a ton of cash, throw it at a band and they fly them over here and then all these like fans could get on board the ship and watch the thing and then play the Xbox and I got to host it, which was super fun. So I've never been on a warship before, Gaundy. They're massive.
Yeah, they're huge. So where's the stage set up on the...
So on the...
Because it's not like a luxury cruiser where there's a swimming pool.
No! It's not the Royal Caribbean.
No. So where do you put a stage on a warship?
You put the stage in like the top middle part of a warship so that when you fly a drone over, the drone can film the concert.
Yeah, nice.
That makes sense?
Yeah, for sure.
But what we ended up doing is we interviewed Fall Out Boy before they performed on the top of the warship. And so to do the interview, we had to go, and this was with like proper Navy personnel. We actually got led. So this is like me, my co-host at the time, and a film crew get led down like all the nooks and crannies of the warship into the very bottom of the ship.
See, I've been on a warship, but not inside.
So like, we were like
I don't
in
think.
And What's under, it like in and there? Like right down.
Like a bunker, is it? Like a.
I am a tiny person, and I felt quite comfortable. But if you're like a 6 foot human being, you would feel a little claustrophobic. And there's lots of, like, we had to go down ladders and stuff. So we get into the very bottom of this warship, and I'm like, where is the band? The concert's clearly happening on the top of the warship, and then like. It's like out of a movie, like a James Bond movie, like the mouth of the warship just sort of goes down like this drawbridge.
Yeah, right.
As if I was the reveal.
Love that.
And Fall Out Boy come in on a jet boat. They cut so the bottom part of the ship, which isn't the base level is under the water, but we were at the water level. So the drawbridge thing, that's the only way I can describe it, goes down and this jet boat rolls up and then they just get out of the jet boat into the like the belly of the warship.
Yep.
We do the interview there and then we all clamber up these flipping ladders for ages to get to the top and then they did their performance. It was wild times.
Back in the day when they actually put money into things.
Wild times. And not the only time I've ever been in a jet boat, like band getting scooted onto a ship scenario. It's so crazy to think that that was
Well, look, I know some great dancers if they ever come back and do it again.
Well, this is the thing. Fall Out Boy weren't available, so then they had to get the twerkers in. It makes sense.
You ready? Gaundy and Maz. The Hit Breakfast Show.